If an army marches on its stomach, let's see if I can appeal to the Taliban's. Hidden in a back street is a kitchen, and I love cooking pasta.
What I'm going to cook for the Afghans around here is what's called puttanesca, and it's an Italian pasta. First thing we do is cut up lovely fresh tomatoes.
But be warned, they're often fertilised with human waste, so wash them very carefully.
There's actually a very funny story about a guy who was wanting to smuggle opium out of Afghanistan, and to hide the smell, he actually put the opium down underneath a truckload of onions. Of course, he gets to the border, and he gets arrested for smuggling onions, because you're not allowed to take onions out of Afghanistan. They didn't care about the opium.
By now, I'm acquiring quite an audience. The sight of a Westerner cooking for Afghans must be strange indeed.
And that is puttanesca, Afghan style.
See, I'm very hungry.
If you pass that round.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Now, for the moment of truth.
Well, I'm very pleased.
Oh, it's very delicious.
I think Afghans are just very polite.
No.
Fortunately, one of my guests is from the Ministry of Information.
Yeah. I like it. You like
pasta? Maybe he can put a good word in for us. He obviously likes my cooking. But what about Abdul?
It's nice.
Do you like it?
Yeah, but no, so I think you... Did you forget salt?
No, but it's got capers and anchovies. They're very salty.
Can I use some ketchup?
He wants to put salt and ketchup on it. Okay, I don't think I'm going to change the culinary tastes of Afghanistan in one meal, but, you know, we can but try.
Well, it seems to have worked. In the morning, I'm summoned to meet Mr. Fayaz Mohammed Fayaz, Taliban head of information. And as spokesman for the Minister of Foreign Affairs, he's a powerful man indeed. Maybe he can grant me permission to see the Buddhas.
We are very happy that with the formation of Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, from the very beginning, has brought security or stability to the country.
But Mr. Fayaz is also a religious scholar and a strict adherent of Quranic law. So on the one hand, his law forbids the depiction of any human image. On the other, he wants to rebuild tourism and promote Afghanistan to the world. That's his dilemma. He doesn't want to be filmed, but to get his message out, he has to be.
And what do you want the outside world most to understand about the administration here in Afghanistan?
We have put an end to the anarchy, to the civil war in the country, and with that not only the tourists but even the journalists could freely visit all corners of the country, and they could succeed to go wherever they wanted, and they could succeed visited many places.
And that includes us. We get the go-ahead. Ironically, to celebrate the good news, Abdul takes Mr. Fayaz's photograph with my Polaroid camera. So we can go where we like and film who we like? Well, not exactly. What Mr. Fayaz neglects to tell us is that we're still not allowed to film people in towns.